course, the weekend is being highlighted of the 2019 Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby, and of course Cork does have a local interest here in Balmacoda. The 2019 Sporting Press Irish Oaks winner Kilmacdonagh is in the final, coming out of our favourite Trap One box as well. Barry Drake and Sarah Kinsley will be joining us a little bit later on to preview the card at Shelburne on Saturday. But I'm delighted to say Kilmacdonagh's trainer Kieran Lynch joins us on the line. And Kieran, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi Patrick. No problem at all.
Kieran, look, obviously it's an exciting time, but from your own perspective, I suppose, it has really taken off over the last 12 to 15 months.
Yeah, I suppose, look, I suppose when we got the big one last year in Cork, I suppose the laurels with Rocky Bay Foley, I suppose it kind of put us on the map, and I suppose we just took off from there, you know, and everything has gone to plan, and it's turned out great, to be honest with you.
That was a superb night indeed, and of course the laurels does come up next week. Rocky Bay Foley, will he be back to defend his title?
Yeah. He had a 330-yard trial in Cork a couple of weeks ago and came off sound, and I gave him an unofficial on Monday morning, and he flew around again and he did his normal clock as a fella did, so he's good to go. He'll be in the draw on Monday evening in Corrigan Park.
Okay. Obviously, the lady that you have at hand is obviously something special as well, though, Kieran, because she's had to do it the hard way in the last couple of rounds, and earlier this year she was a very popular winner, of course, of the Irish Oaks and went on to win the Dundalk International in July.
Yeah, she's... I suppose, look, I can't speak highly enough of her, you know. She's a cracking bitch, and everything we were after asking her this year, and probably too much in some ways, but she's after turning around and doing it, and thanks be to God, she's after coming injury free, which is a big plus, you know. She's got no knocks, which is huge, you know. She's a very clever tracker and looks after herself very well, you know. And it's unbelievable, you know. Just like as you called out there, like if a fella wrote down what she's after winning this year, it's just extraordinary. If you were after winning one of them, you'd be very happy, you know.
She's quite a light bitch, Kieran, for a normal greyhound. I think she only carries around 65 pounds.
Yeah, but I suppose for a bitch, she's an ideal weight, you know. She's an absolute perfect weight for a bitch. And if they're big enough, they're good enough, is always the old thing. Same with hurling football, if you're big enough, you're good enough. Or if you're good enough, you're big enough, sorry. Which is the same in greyhound racing.
Obviously, the final itself, finals, as they say, in J matches, I suppose, can take a life of their own. And it's no different, I suppose, on Irish Greyhound Derby final night. And this is going to be a new, unique experience for yourself as well.
Yeah, look, obviously, our first time reaching a Derby final, and it's one we're cherishing, you know. What can you do? You know, you treat the dog the same all week, and you put him into the traps next Saturday night, and you're hoping they take a flyer. But look, the Derby roar on Saturday night, it could play into our hands. It might upset the younger dogs, and hopefully it won't upset our one. It could upset her, but I don't think it will, you know. And look, all we want is a good race on Saturday night with every, and hope that all five dogs come off sound, you know. It's very disappointing that Trap 4 was withdrawn this week. Very, very sorry for the owners, you know, because it was a big occasion.
Tell us about the owners, William Hennessy and Thomas Leahy from Balmacoda. Huge ground enthusiasts, but this bitch has really taken East Cork by storm over the last couple of months.
Yeah, sure. Look, William and Tom, they're two cracking men, you know. They love the banter and they love the crack, and they just have followed her the length and breadth everywhere we've gone. Everything I've decided to do, they've had no issue and no problem with it. In fairness to them, they put their full trust in us here at home, and thank God it's after paying off. But look, as I always say, anytime Tomas rings and says, look, I'm going to send up a dog to you, in fairness to him, they don't be bad. In fairness, he has a cracky eye for a dog, and he's not wrong with this one either, in fairness to him. And sure, look, William is salt of the earth. You couldn't meet a nicer man than William. And Tomas, these are two lovely men.
And there's a support there as well from the local Balmacoda Ladies Bridge Parish has been quite immense as well. Obviously, we heard it on the night of winning the Irish Oaks, and of course we heard it again last Saturday night when the trap draw was being made. The bitch Kilmacdonagh, she was first out of the hat into trap one.
Yeah, I suppose, look, I didn't cop the roar because I was out in the van with the bitch cool air down and stuff, but yeah, it was afterwards when I watched back and I heard the roar, I was laughing, you know. I said, feck, you know, like, you know, it was just brilliant, you know. And look, she has to use her trap tomorrow night. She can't be found wanting tomorrow night. You can't give any of them dogs too much of a head start, because it's going to be hard to reel them in. But the support that she's got, the lads, they're a cracking bunch, you know. They're a very united group down in Ballymacoda and Ladies Bridge, and fair play to them, they've followed her everywhere and they're getting their just rewards.
So Kieran, for the past couple of days, you know, is it a normal routine ahead of the big night on Saturday night?
Yeah, look, she's been left alone, you know. We've rested her as much as I can and trying to stay out of the kennels, you know, just going in for feeding time and they'll rest them and go galloping. But no, it's pretty much everything is the same, you know. You can't go change your routine the week before a final. Personally, we haven't done yet, and all has gone well, so we're very happy for tomorrow night.
And look, I suppose you just have to mention about your biggest dangers from the other four dogs there tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, sure, they're, every one of them is a danger, you know. Run Happy in two is a great early pace dog, and like, if he leads, he's going to be hard to pull back. The three dog Mucky Braves we saw last week, he took an absolute screamer last week, and again, a cracking dog, like, you know, they're all capable of doing 28, 29, 30, you know. And Linton Bucko, what a pup he is, you know. He's just phenomenal early pace dog, and he's going to be the one to beat. But I suppose this horse King couldn't come behind anything, you know. He gets going halfway, so look, it's five cracking dogs, you know, and please God, we're going to go to the win somewhere a bit better tomorrow night, and hopefully we can turn a bit close to them coming home and have a crack off it.
Well, look, Kieran, I wish you the sincerest best indeed. I know Barry's been talking to you over the last couple of days, and we wish you the sincerest best here from Community Radio. Hopefully she'll come home safe and sound, and maybe the first prize might be coming back to Tracton on Saturday evening.
Fair play. Thank you very much, Patrick. Thank you very much.
Drive Time Sport on COY 104 FM.
Turn our attentions to greyhound racing, and of course it is the big weekend indeed, the blue ribbon event of the Irish greyhound calendar. It is the final of the Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby this weekend, and here to preview that and much more over the weekend is Barry Drake of COI 104 FM and The Echo. Barry, it's a good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Patrick.
I hope you're keeping well indeed, Barry, and it's a big weekend, as I say. We will touch on more on that in a short while, but firstly, let's have a look at the action at Yall tonight. Of course, the usual 12 race card down for decision tonight, kicking off at 6:44 with races 2 to 11 on the SIS channel.
Yeah, that's right, Patrick. Some pretty good action at the Yall track tonight, and Knockglass Sandy looks the one to be on in race number 6, of course. Scheduled off time there is 7:59. Martin Murphy's Greyhound has displayed fine pace in her last two outings, and I think she's been crying out for a rails pitch, and drawn in her favoured red jacket tonight. I can see her returning to winning form there for the ladies Bridge Kennel. The Toomey Kennel, Liz Gould, will be hoping for more success at the Yall track tonight, because they've got a couple of very promising youngsters in their kennel at the moment, and I suppose they're bred in the purple, Patrick, being out of Witch's Bell, who won the 2016 Irish Oaks, and I think there could be one or two champions amongst those youngsters in the coming months. Witch's Houston was an impressive winner last time, showing strong staying power in the closing stages, and she's going to take all the beating in race number 7. That's the scheduled off time of 8:16. Main danger in trap number 1 here, Flo Mordera, for trainer John Kiley. If he could get a flying start, he would give Witch's Houston plenty to think about, but just going to side with Witch's Houston there in that race. I think Dunbar Ace can make all the running in race number 8. That's the 8:32. I thought he was unlucky to be reeled in last time. That was at 8:411 and dropped back to 8:5 tonight. I think you'll see him make every yard of the running there. Main danger in trap number 1, Fair Bluebell, who's bidding for 4 straight wins for the kennel of Noel Varian. That lady has been in terrific form over the last couple of weeks. In other races, race number 10, 9:03 in Yall, Coolanga Twirl can get back to winning form here for the kennel of Benny Deedy. Beautifully drawn here on the wide outside, and with a good start should take all the beating. Well, finally, in Yall tonight, Patrick, race number 11, Kerry Road Butch has been costly to follow in recent outings, but trainer Kevin McLean from Clonmel had a double here on Monday night, and she can be another winner for the Clonmel kennel, who has been doing very well in Yall over the last number of years, one of the leading trainers at the local track. So that's tonight action. Just over the last couple of weeks, we see a local greyhound doing extremely well, and that's Airdra Alfred, who's owned locally here by Rashinda Kelly, trained by John Kiley. He was a pretty smart sort over the last 18 months, but unfortunately for Connections, it seemed that he picked up a career-ending injury actually about 8 or 9 months ago, but trainer John Kiley and owners were very patient. There was a lot of treatment and a lot of work done, and they've got him back, and that just doesn't tell the story, because he came back and you'll be wondering would he have been as good as he was, but he's definitely not lost any of his amazing talent, because he's ran 3 times since coming back from injury and he's won all 3 times. So real fairy tale stuff there, and just great to see him back to his brilliant best, and just continuing where he left off, and he'll be back in action again on Yall on Monday, bidding for 4 straight wins. Looking forward to that on Monday night.
Okay, we'll touch more on that on Monday's Yall Today, Barry. There's racing also in Cork, of course, on Saturday night. 11 races down for decision. The first race drew off at 7:52. A really low-profile affair tomorrow night, of course, because of the big meeting in Shelburne on Saturday night.
Yeah, don't think there'll be too many people in Curraghin Park Saturday night, Patrick, because I think the whole of East Cork and Cork are heading to Shelburne Park. We'll talk about that in a minute. I suppose just one race, I suppose, worth mentioning on Saturday night, and that's the €1,000 to the winner final of the God of Fire at Stud Mini Open 525. And there is a couple of very smart sorts in that race. Celine Liz Oscar was quickest on the clock when winning last week in 28:35, showing exceptional early pace, and if can produce another flying start, will take plenty of beating there. Boyne Park King looks the big danger there for the kennel of Patrick Norris, while the local representative Coleman's Flyer was another one that returned to winning form last week, showing his liking for the Cork track. And unfortunately for Connections, he's got the worst of the draw out in trap number 6. But look, he's a very, very fast greyhound. And if he could keep on terms with him around the opening turns, none will be finishing faster. But unfortunately, that draw is really, really difficult to overcome. So that's the main event in Curraghin Park on Saturday night, of course. I know a lot of patrons will be glued into the action at Shelburne Park, where you'll be able to watch it at the Cork track on Saturday night, Patrick. But as I said, the whole of East Cork and Cork seem to be heading to Shelburne Park on Saturday night, and it could be a real magical night at the track, especially if Kilmacdonagh can come home in front.
Yeah, sure will indeed. Before we move on to Shelburne, Barry, we should mention about the Laurels, of course, next week, kicking off. Draw on Monday evening, so entries closing over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Patrick. I suppose the deadline for entries will be 1 o'clock on Monday. It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen, because the Laurels this year is scheduled for 4 rounds. So normally it's a 72-dog event, so it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen there. Could it be a scenario where we could get down to a semi-final stage and have 3 semi-finals with 2 to progress? All will be revealed on Monday. And the Laurels has really picked up momentum this year over the last couple of weeks, I suppose, with the likes of Jimmy Barry Murphy and his committee coming on board, and you know, raising unbelievable amounts of money. It was announced last week that the Friends of Cork Greyhounds and supporters of greyhound racing in Cork and friends further afield will be sponsoring the Laurels for the next 3 years. So I suppose to get a person like Jimmy Barry Murphy, a hero here in Cork, known all over the country for what he's done in the sport of GAA, was just brilliant, and just what the sport needed in tough times, challenging times. But the draw will take place Monday. I think the doors are opening in Curraghin Park at 5:30, and I suppose the most important thing to tell people is that all are welcome to come along for the draw, and I'm sure there'll be a few familiar faces in the world of sport at the draw. So we're expecting a very, very big evening in Curraghin Park on Monday night, and that it's just very, very exciting. Now the Derby final takes place on Saturday night, and next Saturday we'll be having our own Derby here in Cork, in what is going to be hopefully a magnificent couple of weeks here in Cork. And of course, all eyes will be on Rocky Bay Foley, because Kieran Lynch has given positive reports on him. He's bidding to become the first greyhound to win back-to-back laurels since 1998. Mr. Pickwick was the last dog to achieve that. And just as we speak about the laurels, how can we forget last year's final with Rocky Bay Foley winning, Kieran Lynch training that greyhound to victory, becoming the first Cork trainer to win that classic in a long, long time. So look, it gives me the goosebumps talking about that, Patrick, but we'll be talking more about that next week, and I'm sure we'll have a bit of a report from the draw as well on Monday evening.
Yep, okay, we'll be keeping a close eye on that. But of course, the big event of the year is the Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby, worth €300,000, €140,000 to the winner. Only five dogs remain. Unfortunately, Trap 4, our surprise, has pulled up injured, so won't be taking part in the big contest tomorrow night. We will look at the Derby in due course. But Barry, before we do, let's have a look at the undercard, and there's plenty of good racing down in Shelburne tomorrow night across the 13 race card.
Yeah, it's always an unbelievable night at Shelburne Park. It's a very special night for greyhound enthusiasts and trainers and connections and everyone involved in the sport, because the cream of the crop take their, I suppose, place in the numerous races across the card. And you know, any race that you take part in, just even on a normal Saturday night in Shelburne, it takes a very special dog to get home in front, but even more so on Derby final night. And we've got all the top greyhounds represented throughout the card. The race I'm most looking forward to on the undercard will be another race that will carry plenty of local interest. And of course, this comes in race number 11, of course. It's just a race after the Derby final, so it'll be an unbelievable occasion as well. And Wolf runs in trap number 4. Unfortunately for connections, trainer Graham Holland and owners Maloney family and Gary Vaux, they would have been hoping for a slightly better draw. He's drawn out in trap number 4, but look, he showed in his previous trial just how good he is, or just reminded people of how good he is once again. A sensational run of 28.08 around Shelburne Park. That's nearly as good as it gets. So he was unlucky in the Derby, of course. He was the star of the opening round in 29.22, but after getting knocked over in the following round, he was knocked out, or a couple of runs later, I should say. But Wolf will start as favourite there. Draw is a slight concern. We know he's the quickest in the lineup. It's just a matter if he can get around the opening bins on that fence. It's going to be tough. But as I said, he'll start as favourite. Ballyhimmick and Jet, who was unlucky to be knocked out of the Derby, went fourth behind Lenson Bocco there, and I believe he had a slight injury after that, so it'll be just interesting to see what Ballyhimmick and Jet turns up on Saturday night. Although we know if he wasn't 100%, he wouldn't be running, but it'll be just interesting to see, will he need the run on Saturday night? But I think the dog to watch out for here is JT Taylor. Slightly disappointing in the Derby, but look, he's had a couple of weeks now to get this fella right, and hearing good reports about the Paul Hennessy trained dog, and I think he could be the value alternative in that race in Shelburne Park, which is due off at 10.01 on Saturday night. But we'll be definitely shouting on the local dogs with Wolf and Ballyhimmick and Jet. But as I said, value alternative for me could be JT Taylor there in that event. Another race is throughout the night, the race that has been talked about all over social media over the last couple of days is the big 750 yard event, and Skywalker Logan there, what a fantastic greyhound he's been for trainer Patrick Guilfoyle. He's very much the one to beat there in that race. The likes of Riverside Honey, Cushy Jet and JT Tornado, Reds Are Effort, Boyle Sports Twink, that is a race that is going to be a super race. Very much looking forward, but it has to be Skywalker Logan for me. The Constellation 550, Cork representatives here with the likes of Droopy's Pinchin, who will be one of the leading fancies for trainer Johnny Linton. Unlucky as well to be knocked out of the Derby, finished fourth, of course. Kilmacdonough getting the better of Droopy's Pinchin in the latter stages there for that all important third place finish in the quarter finals. Sophie's Man is well drawn here in trap number 1 for Moonkind trainer Peter Cronin. I can see this one going very well, and possibly just getting the selection there to get the better of Droopy's Pinchin. And 4, Mertz Boher, for trainer Graham Holland, who was knocked out at the semi-final stage last week. The Michael Fortune Memorial Derby Plate Final for a great ambassador of ground racing down through the years, Michael Fortune. What a legend he is in the greyhound world, and unfortunately he passed away suddenly in recent months. And this race is going to be run in honour of Michael, and it's going to be another very special race on the night. Blue East and Trap Number 1 is beautifully drawn in the rails. He was brilliant in victory last week, 29.59. What a super greyhound this has been over the last couple of years. Loads of big race success, including the Select Stakes in Waterford. But he's a 19-time winner, and with Clanbrian Prince slightly below his best in recent outings, I think Blue East will dominate from start to finish in that race. The big finisher will be another one for Graham Holland here, Macaroon Cruise in Trap Number 4. But on the draw, it's hard to see past Blue East. Just going to be an unbelievable night of racing, Patrick. I think we could sit here for the next hour and talk about all the races, but I think we're going to touch on the main event now next.
Yeah, we sure will indeed. Over 140 dogs entered the competition. We're down to the final five, Barry, for the 2019 Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby Final. €300,000 was in the prize pot. €140,000 will go to the winner tomorrow night. And Barry, you might take us from top to bottom through the trap draw.
Yeah, well, one is Kill McDonough, the big local runner here in East Cork, owned by William Hennessy and Tomás Leahy in Ballymacoda, trained by tracting trainer Karen Lynch. She's won 19 races, 14 of them races coming this year. She's won the €30,000 final of the Sporting Press Irish Oaks. She won the €20,000 Dundalk International, and another two big events, in one in Limerick, of course. She won the Limerick Oaks, and she won the big one in Cork, the Shelley Fennelly Memorial Bitch Stakes. She was flawless in the opening three rounds of the Derby. Things didn't go to plan in her last two races, but still very, very strong run. She's in the Derby final here. She started her racing career in Yall. She looked a star after her second ever run in Yall when she posted 29.19. She's as fast as anyone in the competition, and she's beautifully drawn in Trap Number 1. Far, far overpriced at 9-2. That's way too big, and that represents value. 2 is Run Happy. He showed signs of a return to top form last week. He's trained by Pat Buckley, who's no stranger to big race success. Second in the semi-final, he was 3.5 lengths adrift of Lentz and Bocco at the line. He's coming for a bit of market support this week at double digits, and I know the Buckley Kennel are expecting a huge run from him on Saturday night. 3 is Mucky Bray, who started his racing career in Curraheen Park. He won his first two races at the Cork track for trainer James Kelleher. He's now in the care of Michael O'Donovan, who's no stranger to Derby success. He's another one that's been well backed in the last couple of days. He's generally a 7-2 chance now. He can start and stay, and he was a 29-32 winner in the semi-final when dead heating last week, so he can't be ruled out. Unfortunately, 4, our surprise, was pulled out on Monday morning due to injury. Lawrence and Brian Jones, the owners there, very, very tough for connections to get to a Derby final with a greyhound who was just coming to his best form. Is unimaginable, really. Very, very sad there and disappointing. But look, at least the connections, no messing with him. The dog was injured on Monday morning. He wouldn't be right. So in fairness, they came out and told us that he would not be running. 5 is Lenson Bocco. Unbelievable greyhound. He's won 10 from 12 races. He looked a greyhound with a huge future when he started his racing career below in Tralee. He starts and stays, but I think people are forgetting that Kill McDonough has beaten Lenson Bocco already in the Derby, and beat it fair and square at Magical Bale. So while it's an odds on favourite, I think it's definitely the one to beat, but just not as straightforward as some people might think. 6 is Boyle Sports King. He'd be a popular winner as well for sponsor John Boyle, who has done unbelievable things for greyhound racing in the last number of years. So as I said, I think if Boyle Sports King wins, it would be an unbelievable night, and I think everyone would be delighted for him. Trained by Dolores Root, of course. She's won the Derby as well in the past. I remember she trained Razzle Dazzle Billy to Derby success. That's a good number of years ago now. Of course, Razzle Dazzle Billy was bred here in Yall by Mikey Power, and Razzle Dazzle Billy was actually paraded in Yall track, so hopefully we'll be parading Kill McDonough in the next week or two. But look, he's the youngest greyhound in the final, lacks early pace. None will be finishing faster than this one. He's an unbelievable talent. He's only an October puppy. He was running in the Derby after 4 or 5 runs. You don't see that too often, but look, he's a greyhound with a big engine, and they are your 5 finalists, Patrick.
So Barry, obviously tomorrow the break is going to be crucial, as each Greyhound race is going to be, but no more so than tomorrow night's Irish Boyle Sports Greyhound Derby.
Yeah, unreal. Linson Bocco probably has an unbelievable draw in trap number 5, a vacant box inside in 4, and a very slow starter inside in 6. The only slight concern I would have, we've seen it in the past, Derby final night is going to be a full house in Shelburne Park. There'll be an unbelievable roar prior to the event. He's the second youngest dog in the competition. He's only after 12 runs, and if he was to miss it, he would be in trouble. So look, I'd be very slow to take an odds on price about Linson Bocco. Mucky Bray in trap number 3 can go up very well to the corner, and you know, Run Happy is another dog that can go up well. But look, we'll have to stick with Kill McDonough. She's drawn in trap number 1, Patrick. As I said, it's a beautiful draw for her.
We're there since the start as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we're there since the start. It's her best run of the competition so far. When she was drawn in trap number 1, she produced her quickest start. And if she produces a quick start once again on Saturday night, if she can get around the opening bend, even in second, if Linson Bocco has 2 lengths in front of her heading down the back straight, you'll be hearing the Cork contingent, because they'll take the roof off the stand in Shelburne Park on Saturday night, because none finishes. Well, Boyle Sports King does, but he has to be behind Kill McDonough going down the back straight. She absolutely powers home. And, you know, as I said, 92 is an absolutely ridiculous price. Now, she mightn't win, but she's generally a 5-2 chance in my book from trap number 1. Slightly disappointed, maybe in her last 2 runs, didn't start as well as she could, but on both occasions, Ballydoyle Valor was proving a bit of an obstacle, we'll say, a bit of an obstacle to get past. She couldn't get past him, she just got past him in the end. He's a big awkward dog. She got past him where it mattered last week. I spoke to Kieran Lynch, and he's given me all the right vibes about Kill McDonough. Bit tired maybe last week, but he was speaking from his tracking base on Wednesday, washing her down, drying her down. This one's ready to run. So look, we're hoping, and no matter what will happen on Saturday night, Kill McDonough has had an unbelievable year. She'll be remembered for all time, winning the Dundalk International Sporting Press Irish Show. She's in the history book. She's the national 550 record holder here in Ireland. She broke the track record twice in Curraheen Park this year. She owes the people not. She's had a long, hard year, and just hoping that she can do the business on Saturday night. Busloads heading from Ballymacota. There could be about 130 going, I heard, from Ballymacota. They have the weekend booked off work. There was a few representatives at the Derby lunch on Monday, and John Hyde was representing Connections, and he informed the people in Dublin that they had Monday and Tuesday booked off work. So look, if she wins the final on Saturday night, there really one place to be on Sunday and Monday, and that's in Ballymacota.
Well, look, we look forward to that. We wish all Connections, but especially the local Connections here in Ballymacota, the very best of luck with that big race number 10, the 2019 Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby final, due off at 9:41, Kill McDonough in trap 1. Of course, if you're not going to Shelburne, or if you're not going to Curraheen Park, you can watch it live on RT at home. Barry, thanks very much, and enjoy the weekend's Greyhound racing.
Thanks, Patrick.
Drive Time Sport on CLY 104 FM.
Now let's have a look from the sponsors' point of view. Boyle Sports, of course, the sponsors of the Irish Greyhound Derby. I'm delighted to say PR executive with Boyle Sports, Sarah Kinsler, joins me on the line. Sarah, thanks very much for joining us on Community Radio this afternoon.
No problem, Patrick. Hope all is well down in County Cork.
Yeah, all is good, Sarah. And of course, we are really looking forward to this major event on Saturday night. It is the final of the 2019 Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby. From a sponsor's point of view, I suppose, Sarah, it has been another very successful Irish Greyhound Derby.
Oh yeah, look, this is just a huge Derby final, and it's great for us. We're in our 6th year sponsoring this event now, with a total prize fund of €300,000, and the lucky winner will get €140,000 of that. And of course, a big percentage of that goes towards the Irish Retired Greyhound Trust as well. And we're just really proud to be a part of it. From our point of view, on the betting end of it, Linson Bocco is a massive, massive loser for us, for obvious reasons. He's got tremendous pace. He's got the best sectionals, the best clocks in this Derby, recording 29.27 in his best run. And he's now 4-6 to win the Derby with us. We also have another big loser in the book, Run Happy, trained by Pat Buckley. He runs from trap 2, Patrick. And this dog was 14-1 after his semi-final, but he's being backed into 8-1. The money is coming in for him. And he was actually a winner for us in the book, but over the last few days, he's actually turned into a loser for us. So So the biggest one that we're keeping on side would be Mucky Bray in a trap tree for Michael J. O'Donovan, one of the best trainers of all time. He's now 4-1 in the book, but we're kind of keeping him on side because we're afraid of Michael O'Donovan. He's a tremendous trainer and you always have to be wary of him in a final. He's a cracking trainer and we're just kind of keeping him on side. So we're going to keep him at 4-1. And then we have Kill McDonough, the Cork bitch. She's 9-2 and I see it as great signage and banners and stuff around County Cork for her. It's great support for her and Kieran Lynch. And then we have obviously Boy Sports King, the sponsor's dog. He's 10-1 and he's unchanged his price as well. But look, he has no early pace, but the pace that he has been showing coming from behind has been absolutely phenomenal. So you just never know. Come the finish of this race, it's going to have us all on the edge of our seats. It really is a wide open derby and it's one of the best derbies I've seen in quite some years, Patrick.
Yeah, really looking forward to it tomorrow night. We'll go into more depth in a minute, Sarah, but there's a superb undercard there tomorrow night, which includes the consolation final of the Boyle Sports Irish Greyhound Derby, the six dogs that didn't make the final. And of course, we've got the Michael Fortune Memorial Derby Plate, of course, for dogs that were knocked out in the opening two rounds.
Yeah, so I'll just start off with the Michael Fortune Memorial Plate because obviously it's named after one of the greatest that ever did work in Shelburne Park, and indeed the greyhound industry, Michael Fortune, who passed away sadly, and his son Ian will be doing the commentary on Saturday night. But Michael Fortune, we renamed this plate in his honour, and we hope he'll do him proud now on Saturday night because he's greatly missed. But anyway, just to reflect on the dogs in that race, I really like Blue East from Trap 1 for Graham Holland, who has three dogs in this race. He's got Blue East, Clonbine Prince and Macaroon Cruise. Blue East has won the Kingdom Derby. He's won the Select Stakes. He ran in the Conanan Kirby last year. He's got great sectionals around Shelburne Park with a 3.34, his fastest section. So he should lead from Trap 1. And he also won this night last year in 28.14 for the 5.25. And he's coming back now into top form. He's got 19 victories from 49 starts and he's a cracking little dog. He's quite short though, Patrick. He's 10-11. And Trap 2, Clonbine Prince, this time last year, this dog was doing 29.20 for the 5.50. He's not in his top form just yet, but after watching him last week, he ran on extremely well, so he could be just coming back to himself. He's 5-2. And then if you're looking at an outsider, we've got Drumridge Antares in Trap 6, 14-1 for John Durrigan in Dundalk. And I know he's bringing a huge crowd to him on Shelburne Park on Saturday night. He's a small trainer from Dundalk, but this would mean everything to him if he was to win on Derby final night. But look, I do think it'll go to Blue East. And then if you look at the Derby Consolation Final that's taken part at 9:05 on Saturday night, I really like Droopy's Pension. And just to mention in this race, Patrick, obviously Music to Our Ears and Magical Bale, who didn't qualify in the semi-finals, they would have been running in this race, but they're actually not running. I think Magical Bale, that little tendon injury that he had, kind of that's going to rule him out. And Music to Our Ears didn't look to come home all that well. So those two are not running, which enables the fastest losers from the quarterfinals to get in their place, which is Trap 3, Droopy's Pension, and Trap 6, Highview Micro. And the one for me is Droopy's Pension in Trap 3. He was unbeaten in the Derby, obviously, before he got knocked out, but he's a classy performer. And in the first few rounds, he had the fastest sectionals to the third bend, and he's a cracking value as well. I don't think he'll be that short on Saturday night. I'm not sure what the prices are, but if you might even guess, 15-8, 2-1, which would be good value for that dog. And the one I'd fear maybe would be Trap 1, Sophie's Man for Peter Cronin. Ideally drawn, done 29.55 in the first round from the very same box, done 29.45 in the quarterfinals, and found it hard to kind of win in the semi-final. He got outpaced and he kind of was caught out in the end, like a lot of these dogs do in the Derby. But he can easily win this consolation. So I'm going to go with Droopy's Pension to win in Trap 3 and Dark Horse in Trap 1, Sophie's Man.
Okay. Anything else just briefly before we touch on the final?
The 7.50 is a cracking race as well. And the boss man himself has a runner in this, Boy Sports Twink. But the one for me is Skywalker Logan. What an incredible greyhound this is. 18 wins from 43 starts. In his first ever win around Shelburne Park, he'd done 28.16. He was in the Juvenile Derby semis, which he became the anti-post favourite because he'd done 27.99 in one of his earlier races. But the dog has actually gone on to do bigger and better things. He's a stayer. He won the Cesar, which coming from behind. He won the Corn Cucullin recently in 41.32. And he was a Derby finalist in the English Greyhound Derby back in May or June, where he finished third. He is an outstanding performer. I love the dog. Patrick Gilfoyle trains him, and I think he'll be very, very hard to beat in the 750. But it's a tremendous lineup. You've got the track record holder in Trap 3, Red Sir Ardfoot, and you've got Riverside Honey in Trap 5, who was third in the TV Trophy and second in the marathon race at Nottingham on the English Greyhound Derby final night. So it's a cracking race, but I'm going to go with Skywalker Logan in Trap 1. And then just briefly, I'm going to touch on the sprint race, the 350 race. Really like Blame the Game in Trap 6 for Martin Lanny, one of Ireland's best, perfectly housed, and he's really, really certain to make a very bold bid here. He's got some cracking runs around Shelburne Park for the sprint with a recent solo of 1873, and he's perfectly drawn in Trap 6 as a wide runner. So I think he can land the spoils for the 350, Patrick.
Okay, obviously the feature, obviously, Sarah, is the €300,000 contest. Give us your selection on the big race tomorrow night.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Mucky Bray, Patrick, because I think there's a lot more to come from this dog, and he is value at 4-1 as well. He's got 29.32, his career best, which he recorded last week in a thrilling dead heat against Our Surprise, who unfortunately had to be withdrawn earlier in the week due to an injury. So it's going to be a five-runner race, this Derby, which is quite unfortunate, but sure, look, that's the way it is, and we were sending on our well wishes to Our Surprise to get well. Lawrence Jones, the trainer, has confirmed his recovery should see him back for the Night of Stars in November, so we look forward to that. But I'm going to tip Mucky Bray in Trap 3. He has 8 wins from 19 starts. He's coming into form at the right time, I think, and he's got lovely early pace. He's actually quite consistent at the traps, and he came out through the bars last week doing a 3.34 sectional, which is one of the best in this race alongside Lenson Bocco. So I think there's more to come from him. One of the great trainers, as I said. So Mucky Bray is my tip ahead of... I'm reluctant to go against Lenson Bocco. Look, he's very hard to oppose, and he is 4-6 for a reason. He's got 10 wins from 12 starts for a dog that's just turned 2 years of age. That's an incredible record to have. And I know the lads will all be coming over from England to support him. But there's also a huge, huge following coming for Run Happy. I was talking to Sarah Buckley, Pat Buckley's daughter, and she said that there's two massive double-decker buses coming up from Tipperary to support this dog. And as well, Kilmacdonough, County Cork bitch. There's a huge following for her. Shelburne Park is going to be absolutely buzzing on Saturday night, Patrick. But I tell you one thing, if Kilmacdonough wins, that podium won't be able to hold all the people, because the night she won the Oaks, I interviewed Ciarán Lynch afterwards, and the podium was just chock-a-block with people. It was great to see. You love to see that amount of support. And she's going to try and break the record, because a bitch hasn't won the Derby in 20 years. Springtime, 1999 was the last time. And she's got every chance. She's perfectly drawn in Trap 1. She done her fastest clock in this Derby from Trap 1 in the first round. She won the Oaks from Trap 1. She loves Shelburne Park, and she's going for her 20th win on Saturday night. And as I say, she's 9-2, and her support alone. Like, I ran a poll there on Twitter actually yesterday asking people who were they backing in the Derby, and of all, 44% voted for Kilmacdonough. So that speaks volumes, Patrick. But again, this Derby is just, even Boyle Sports King, he doesn't have any early pace, but you can't say that he's not going to win, because the runs he's been doing coming from behind, he doesn't turn two till next month. Okay, and fair enough, he hasn't got the best clocks in the race compared to these other dogs, but you do not want him behind you on that home straight, because he's the fastest dog coming home in the Derby. And because there's so much early pace in this race, and because it's a five-runner race, you're expecting a little bit of traffic problems, and that could suit Boyle Sports King. And what a win it would be for John Boyle if he won his own Derby. An incredible ambassador for the sport, who's been supporting greyhound racing all his life, and we'd be lost without him, Patrick.
Well, look, Sarah Kinsler of Boyle Sports, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon, and best luck with the final tomorrow night. Best luck with the big night tomorrow night, and we look forward to seeing the big final, of course, at 9:41.
No problem, Patrick. And don't forget to tune in to RT2 live at 9 p.m. tomorrow night for anyone who can't make the Derby final.